would you ever have called them anything else? Remember calling them sometime in the past a different word, like griddle cake or flapjacks? Probably not. Pancakes. Okay, that's it. Now, if you buy sugar by the sack, you might say the sack weighed 5 pounds. And what did they used to use to make white bread rise? They put some ingredient.
Some yeast cake.
Okay. And there are two, I always say two parts of an egg. I guess I better say three parts of an egg. The shell, the white, and the what?
Yolk.
Okay. And what color was the yolk? Reddish?
Or brown, or, you know. Oak yolk? You're talking
egg
about
yolks.
Egg yolk?
Egg yolks, uh-huh. They're sort of a...
yellow.
Okay. Now you put eggs in the water, in a pan, in the water.
You boil them.
And then they would be, what'd you call them, boiled eggs? We had boiled eggs for dinner. Okay. Now you break the eggs, let's say, and put them in the hot water. Different way of fixing them. They would be what?
Scrambled egg?
Well, you'd probably fry scrambled, I think. But if you broke the egg into the water and cooked it in the water, it'd be a...
Why are you making
mellow?
How are you fixing your eggs now?
Oh, poached.
Okay. And suppose you take some pork and grind it up. What would you have?
Sausage.
And the man you'd go to buy the meat from?
A butcher.
Now, if the meat's been lying around in the hot weather, it might get
spoiled.
And butter's lying around in the hot weather, it might get
rancid.
Do you ever make anything out of hog liver? You ever remember them making anything?
Yeah.
What did they make out of it?
Liver sausage, they'd call it.
And how about out of the head? You make anything out of the head of the hog? That we use head cheese.
Yeah, head cheese.
Do you have any different word for that you can remember? You call it souse?
Call it what?
Souse? Souse?
No.
Souse? Oh, okay. Now, meat that comes off the side of the hog might be called
bacon.
And the tough part on the outside of the bacon is the
rind.
Now, if you let milk stand a while, it gets kind of thick.
It'd be rancid.
Well, it could be very
sour.
Good. Well, you say you have put it in a bowl, and you say I had a bowl of what for dinner or breakfast or whatever you ate it. I don't know. You ever hear of curdle milk?
Yes.
What do you call it? Bonnie Clabber or something like that?
Yeah, I think Clabber.
Loppered?
Well,
clabbered milk, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, now there's almost a byproduct of this. Today you buy rather regularly in the grocery store. Almost every dairy puts it out. Kind of cheese. Kind of cheese that's white and got little lumps. You buy it in a little cardboard carton.
Yeah.
A cottage cheese is what
cottage
I'm after. But do you remember any word they used to have for what the same thing? Cottage cheese? Did they used to have a different word for that before the commercial product? Everybody calls it cottage cheese now, I know.
Schmierkäse.
Would you have said Schmierkäse?
Mm-hmm. That was German.
That's what my family called it. We're German too.